I think if everybody in here tonight, it'd be worth your trip here tonight and $100 more. If everybody in here tonight would just say, I'm going to do right by my mate. The biggest problem the women have, I think, is just you just let it start building up, and you keep a record of all his sins. And the biggest problem the men have is trying to teach you a lesson and make you straighten up. Man, if we'd quit that right there, it would solve a lot of our problems. And if we'd practice Bible forgiveness, just on the fact of just forgive them, and not throw it up, not hold it in their face, and try to say, you know what, we're going to be together till one of us dies, and we can do it miserable, or we can make the best out of this. And bless God, let's just sit down. It may not be heaven around here, but it don't have to be hell. Amen? At least make it purgatory. That's better than hell. You don't want your marriage to be hell. It probably won't be heaven, but brother, it don't have to be hell all the time. Amen. Amen. There's got one fellow, they said, one guy asked him at work, he said, do you wake up grouchy in the morning? He said, no, I just let her sleep. I'm gonna quit in a minute. I was going to do say some other things, but somebody want to say something right quick? No doubt. I'm telling you, I've seen this truth years ago, and it's because of me having to talk to so many people. I'm telling you, you can go spend $10,000 on a marriage counselor, and he ain't going to tell you nothing no better than what I'm getting ready to say. I'm telling you, you're wasting your money if you think you can get anything better than what I'm getting ready to say. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. And that's this. Our problem in marriage is we take each other for granted. And we don't show each other the same respect that we show everybody else. There's your problem right there. If we just showed each other respect, like you would, you ain't no way you'd talk to people at work like you talk to your wife or your husband. I mean, you can all the way to church and then walk into church and say, hey, how you doing? Praise the Lord. And you frown all the way here. You big hypocrite. I mean, you can be nice when you want to. One lady always fussed her husband all the time. She's real hateful all the time because she said it was at a certain time or whatever. And she blamed. She said, I can't be nice. And then the phone rung. And it went, she said, hey, how are you? He said, oh, you can be nice too, can't you? If you want to. Well, I'm tired and I don't feel like going out. But you let one of your buddies come by. Suddenly, you feel better, don't you? And don't you think, I knew a lady who said that one time. She told me, her husband was a preacher, and she said, honey, I need to talk. He said, I don't want to talk tonight. I want to go to sleep. You know, because you think, oh, Lord, it's going to take, she gets on one of these big, it'll take an hour for this story. And you say, I want to go to sleep. I don't feel like talking. Then the phone rang, one of his church members called. And he sat there and listened to her for 15 minutes, or listened to the church member for 15 minutes, and she laid over there thinking, I'm not important. He can listen to his church member 15 minutes, can't listen to me. See, the devil works and stuff like that. Now, if a man's tired and sleepy, she ought to respect him and all of that. But if he can give a church member 15 minutes, he ought to be able to give his wife 15 minutes. You see what I'm talking about respect? Common respect. And the reason people get divorced is they lose that. They take each other for granted. That little girl at work, you see her after she's worked on herself for an hour every morning and smelled good and fixed her hair and everything and got her best foot forward, and you don't see her faults. Guarantee you she's got them. Guarantee you. Probably more than your wife does. If she's in account, she wouldn't be flirting with you. Say amen. All right, I'm going to stop. I didn't plan on this being a marriage service tonight, but I believe God... If you're in a miserable marriage, please try to see their good parts. Try to see, they ain't got none. You wouldn't have married him. Bound to have some. He lost them. Well, I don't know about that. They're probably down in there somewhere. Go on a date Friday night. Go on a date. You say, can't afford it. Walk. You used to do that when you were a teenager. You'd walk on a blessed date, brother. Walk down Hoppy Tom and back. How romantic can you get? Evening in Hoppy Tom. That's what I'm going to name that perfume we're going to buy, manufacture. It don't have to cost a lot of money. Just be nice. Just be nice. You could go to the dollar store and get two cards for a dollar. Two of them, or two for a dollar, brother. And write, be nice, and just do something nice, okay?